Well, once in a while, you see a gourd, but not very often, and a lot of folks are crazy to drink out of a gourd. I said, I don't know why. But that was olden times, way back
there. Yeah, a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And what do you use to fry eggs in them for breakfast?
Frying pan.
Frying pan. You remember a thing that you used to bake in with legs on it?
Spider.
Spider. Do you use a spider yet? Do you have any?
They don't call them a spider now. They call them a frying pan.
I see. It's the same thing, though.
About the same thing.
Spider had legs on, right?
Spider, and I tell you, the old folks way back down, you know, they had to cook on fireplaces, and they had these long-handled spiders with a hammer and legs about this long, you know, and they cook on the fireplace, you know, and put the fire under the spider, and then when they bake bread or potatoes, they put the fire on top and under it, you know.
Oh, I see.
Now, that's
oven.
I remember that way.
You do?
Very distinctly, yes.
I suppose you haven't seen one of those for a long time.
Well, I had one of them. I gave it away 2 or 3 years ago.
One of my
grandmother, you know.
That'd be an antique.
But I tell you, people just don't know about these old people way back yonder. They had a hard time making a living. In other words, they made their own food and everything on the farm, you know. And so the people here were few and far neighbors, few and far between, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But people loved each other then, you know, and neighbored with each other. Now you can't even tell it hardly that you've got any neighbors right outside your door almost. And they had a hard time. They didn't have cook stoves way back down in the early 18th century, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the poor folks didn't.
Everybody depended on the fireplace.
They had to cook on the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.